For example, some common mistakes that happen is for multiple choice in the reading section, maybe the question will ask you to choose two answers. And if you don't read the instructions properly, you might just pick one. Or maybe it asks you to pick three answers. So it's very important to read the instructions properly. Another common issue with instructions is people confuse not given yes, no questions with not given true or false questions. They're different. So by reading the instruction, hopefully you can see the differences. And then when you're supposed to write yes, you don't write true. And when you're supposed to write no, you don't write false. So make sure you don't mix those questions up. Read the instructions. So in order to practice the IELTS, I invite you to come visit our website at www.ingvid.com. We have a quiz there on some of these tips you've just learned. And also, I would recommend visiting another site, www.goodluckielts.com, for a lot more information on the test. I know you're going to do well on test day, so good luck. I'm rooting for you. I know you're going to do a good job. Until next time.